Welcome to Entrepreneurs the Playbook. I'm David Meltzer here at the Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Man, was I surprised when I walk here because I'm in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and I've been to so many, living in Southern California, tribal casinos and some of the best in the world, but I've never been to one like this. This is like a mini Vegas in Milwaukee, and the reason it's here is it takes great leadership. And great leadership is what Dom Ortiz is, CEO and general manager of the Pottawatomie Casino and Hotel. But what brought us both here is an amazing entrepreneur, someone who has poured into a community. He pours in with masterminds, retreats, speeches, coaching. He's an incredible entrepreneur. Jamar Jones, thank you so much with Forever Media
for
setting it up. Gentlemen, I work with entrepreneurs. And every entrepreneur has the same story, that there was no evidence or the evidence was contrary to you being where you are today. Mm-hmm. And mine is the same way. There's always still no evidence or the evidence is contrary. So, Dom, I'm going to start with you. You know, you're here in one of the greatest hotels and casinos in not the biggest market in the world. And I can't see how you got here, because every indication of the outside world would have laughed at you, scoffed at you, and made fun of you if you told them you were going to build this sucker in Milwaukee. For you, when those moments came, imposter syndrome sneaks in, people are telling you no, they're laughing at you, from the biggest governmental agencies in the world to the own tribal agencies down to the community, what was your mindset in belief that you were going to make this dream happen?
You know, having a vision for the property and where you come from, to be able to, I would say, just be able to see it, to feel it, to know that, you know, you want to bring the absolute number one regional entertainment destination to Milwaukee and the property, and that you're not going to compromise, that you're going to put your job, you're going to put your some respects your life on the line, because, you know, this is a career. I stepped out and was a successful CFO for three casinos, a tribal government development corp over in Michigan for the Saginaw Chippewa, and just got my contract renewed. And here I am on my contract, and this job comes up, and they're like, this casino shut down. You never been CEO before, but we're going to give you an opportunity. You know, and I said, you know, I have been making CEOs their number one partner. I have been building the blocks that helped them be successful and navigate Indian country and our sovereign land and our protecting the nation of our people and our elected leaders in this group and in this environment. So when I came to it and just said, you know, we're going to build something amazing in Milwaukee. We're going to find the best talent. I've been around a myriad of mentors in the industry. I was on the global board of directors of the AICPA. I was one of 400,000 to make it on that. Mentors in there were great leaders and mindsets all along the way, such as yourself, that keep challenging you to continue to fight to be better. So when I came here and said, we're going to be Las Vegas, we're going to be the Las Vegas of the Midwest, we will be number one in the region, and we need to put together the right people, the right strategy, and the right plan. And, you know, I stuck to that vision and just surrounded myself, like they always say, with the right people that believe in you, that support you, and drive you. So that was what really kept me going.
And what got me here is this guy next to me, Jamar Jones, who also faced, I'm sure, a lot of different evidentiary challenges that you could pull this off. And I was just in Las Vegas at the NBA Summer League and spoke to the PAC and the SportsCon. So PAC is Professional Athletes Community, the biggest NBA stars in the world. And I will tell you, for a man who speaks 200 days a year around the world, that from the time I landed, the Pottawatomie people made it even a better than Las Vegas experience. And I know that you had to facilitate the capabilities of Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino and to believe in them to put your event here and to bring people like me and others like me to this place and, you know, be confident that we are going to be treated better than Las Vegas. And I'm telling you, from the car to the food to the room to, I will tell you that even my amazing Nick of Guam, you know, he went down to the casino, he won money. You know, he's never played slots before. He's like, damn. He goes, Dave, I just.
True story.
He didn't even know. Dave didn't want to play slots. He had to ask someone to help. So looking at that, but Jamar, for you, what were you seeing, you know, not just in Dom, but in the entire crew, because it's the people that make this thing so successful, as well as the facility.
Yeah, I truly believe in partnership. And you spoke a lot about that today at the retreat, but partnership and bringing really energies together can create some magical things that are just intangible that you just cannot put a price on. And I know the first time I met Dom, I could see that he had a vision. He already has executed a vision, but he's also a visionary and he's able to think outside the box on ideas. And that's where I live, outside the box. So when I was like, hey, how could we partner? What could we do together? I know also you're an outside the box kind of guy too. Because I mean, that's kind of how we all got connected. And I was like, let's bring some of those visionaries together that are on that same wavelength and bring them, you know, to a place where I know that everybody's going to have an amazing experience here. And because you're just around great people. And if you can change your circle, you can change your life. And this is what I believe in.
Yeah, well, I got the blessing of hearing, and you did as well, Dom Ortiz speak. And one of the themes beyond you're either humble or you're about to be, that rang true to me was good voices make good choices. And several different times, both of you have illustrated and amplified a message that I need to get out there, which is ask for help. The fastest way to get to where you want to be is to find people that are already there, ask them for directions, and then also utilize those directions to help others get to where they want to be, elevating others to elevate yourself. And both of you are doing just that together here at the Potawatomi Hotel and Casino. Dom, every step of the way, whether it was where you were being educated, whether it was the council, the tribes themselves, whether it was Harvard, whether it was the Vegas people, you were looking for the right people, the right voices to make the right choices. And so many executives, they listen to the wrong voices and make the bad choices and end up in a place they don't want to be. How important is it for you in that ability to, one, be humble and ask for help, but also to choose the right guides in order to facilitate those steps that have created what I believe, forget what, whether it's in Milwaukee, this is the number one hotel and casino, regardless of where it's at. It is awesome. And sports book. I mean, there's everything here.
No, well, I appreciate it. You know, we're sitting in one of the best studios. ESPN came through and was like, man, this is better than anything that we have. When we built this sports book, we wanted to build something that you could just pick up and set in Vegas and that would be an asset to any casino in Vegas. And you've seen it yourself.
I have one. You at the Wynn in the lobby.
You do
it. And this is equal to with SiriusXM. So you're talking about the biggest distribution in satellite, and this is equal to or greater. You know, I gotta be careful what I say about Sirius. I don't want him to cut my deal.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But I, you know, I don't think you could have said it any better. Was looking to find the people around you that not only could bring the vision, but support the vision and really elevate you. And in return, I treat all of my partners and my clients like, you know, you were just one of the team. You are. I mean, you know, I really look to serve the people that I work for to help them continue to build their game up and around me and to show them what we could do. Because when you come in here, you come into a new market, you have to find the right talent around you that is going to give you the advice, maybe some advice you don't want to hear, but, you know, and I do believe in staying humble with the people around you, trying to serve them, make them better people. At the end of the day, they're going to be loyal. They're going to see the vision, and you have to believe in the vision and see the vision. You know, when you're around the table and if there aren't people that aren't believing in it, you have to deal with it, you know, because if you're going to become great and you're going to challenge the status quo and you're going to create something amazing, in my opinion, these processes, when you put people together, aren't just blocks, man. These are, as we say in our traditional ways, and if you look at our war chiefs, when they were connected and made decisions, we made a decision. You had to have a hand on somebody like this. So you put your hand on his shoulder, man, like that, and we're all we're connected like that. And you'll see old photos in the Smithsonian archives, man, and they're standing here like this, making a decision for the nation of their entire people and their life, and they're connected with each other. And you see the pictograms, and it's an animal, and from that animal goes a line, and that line is each drawn to each one of us on that journey, so that we're all connected in what we do. They share that with you. So when you build that team, it really needs to be connected. I got a note that I can count on you. You can count on me that not everything's going to go the way that we want, that the, you know, we're going to prepare when the storm is calm and get ready for whatever we see over the next horizon, and believe in each other and keep fighting for it, and amazing things happen. And each people around you will help you see things that you don't see. I always want somebody with a different line of thought that could be a part of the team. What happens if we all row on the one side, man?
Exactly.
What happens if we row on the one side? So we gotta row together and believe in each other and fight, because you are not going to get here and do something amazing without more risk, more reward. I mean, this wouldn't happen if I laid back and just kind of accepted the status quo and tried not to ruffle 100%. Any feathers. But yes. I didn't. I seen the vision. I fought for it. There were elders that believed in me and told me to keep fighting, even when it got tough and even when the rain got hard and the storms were tough. And when you get to the top of the mountain, that's when the wind blows the hardest, and you got to be prepared to stay up there and fight. I did this. I didn't go. I stayed. I put my job on it, and here we are 12 months later, and I'm still here with the property, continuing to build success because I believed in it. I'm going to stay here and own up to it, and I'm either going to be fired or celebrated for what we did.
I love it, man. And the air is thin at the top. People don't know until they get there how thin that air can be. Speaking about risk and timing and risk tolerance, Jamar, there's a million different places you can hold your event.
Yeah.
And as I told you, go to 200 of these around the world, not just in the United States, not just in Vegas, just with Cirrus alone, Aspire Tour, Jitec, Sigma, Wed Summit, all the different tours that I'm on. And I'm always curious why I would choose a venue, especially if it's not in New York, LA, or Vegas, somewhere that has a major hub, Atlanta. I just came back from there with the Major League All-Star Game. You know, we're in Milwaukee. Not that we don't have the Bucks and the Brewers, which are great teams, and I love them both. Yeah. And the owners are friends of mine. And so now I know what Mark was bragging about with me with Junior Achievement, bragging to me, you got to come, Dave. It's the real deal. I'm like, yeah, right. You know, everybody else tells me what the real deal is. What were some of the things that you looked at to make the decision to bring this event to this extraordinary facility?
Yeah, I mean, the number one decision is that Milwaukee is a fantastic place to be.
I brought the weather, by the way.
Yeah.
75 and sunny. I'm just saying, invite Dave Meltzer to speak, comes with perfect weather.
Yes, yes. And I mean, especially in the summer in Milwaukee, it's just unlike anything. And I wanted people to experience that. And then being here at this facility is like the perfect hub, the perfect location. You have everything, entertainment, you have stay, you have play, you have great energy, you have great connections with people. The parking's free. I mean, like everything is there for you.
Awesome.
Yeah, the food is incredible. I was just telling somebody that like in Vegas, their marketplace, their food courts are like kind of your Joe Schmo average, you know, kind of fast food places. Here, it is good food. I saw the lady was making my quesadilla right there, and I'm like, man, that thing's fresh. So, like, I wanted people to have that really accelerated experience here in Milwaukee. And I knew, I mean, even from our out-of-towners already, they already told me today, they're like, wow, I can't believe that, like, this is here in Milwaukee, and this is my first time here, and, like, I got to come back. And that's the whole reason why I chose to do it in Milwaukee, but better yet, having a great partner in Potawatomi and showing how, like, how we do it really here in Milwaukee.
Yeah, well, they'll be getting a call from me and a lot of the tours that I'm on so that we can start coming back here once I preach and teach from the tops of the thin air mountains that I get to walk on, how amazing it is. Let's finish up with what's most important to me in this economic development of towns. And one of the things I love most about your speech was how much you cared about other people and how you wanted to pour into all your different communities, not just the cultural community that you belong to and the federal community that you belong to, but our state here, our city, and also the country. And you think that big, and I really appreciate it. I was hoping maybe we could finish up with what type of impact this hotel and casino is having on Milwaukee, on the state of Wisconsin, and even the United States, because that really hit me of how you got a mayor to make his first bet at the casino because he believed so much in you and what you've done. That's a rarity, by the way. Most mayors will never touch that. And you actually had the support of the mayor along with everybody else.
Well, man, like Milwaukee, since I've been here, has been amazing. I've seen the people, the cultures, the groups. And here at the casino, we support over 2,400 inner city jobs with some of the best benefit packages than any of the corporations in the city. And I do that because the tribal elder said, you need to take care of yourself and you need to take care of our people. You know, this is what we need to do here, and we're going to do right by them. And they give me the free with all to do that. And when things got tough a few years ago and you're coming out of COVID and people were struggling and, you know, inflation was a little hot, you know, you was just getting on that crest and people were like, how do I deal with this? And COVID money hadn't spread, you know, and tribe's like, what do your people need? And I said, well, I'd like to give everybody a $100 gift card. And they go, is that enough? Well, that's what we did. An entire team across the group that was struggling. It's those small gestures. So we, you know, in this casino, in this facility, we're building the lives of, you know, over 2,400 people, giving them jobs, giving them opportunities. And, you know, we opened up Potawatomi Sportsbook and brought a new revenue, a new industry. And you hit on it. What we're doing here in Wisconsin and what I'm a part of is going to have ramifications across the United States because I am trying to protect the interests of tribal exclusivity and tribal revenue share for digital gaming. And we are fighting for this across the country. You can see it in California with San Manuel and Yamava and those groups over there. FanDuel DraftKings came in and tried to buy their way in with legislation and wanted to stomp all over them and come put their product. And they didn't. And they lost. And they continue to make grounds and say, look, the tribes ultimately are looking to protect their culture and their sovereignty. So here in Milwaukee, building this asset and be able to create this for the city, because they told me this is like the most segregated city in the United States by some respects, you know, and I don't see it because I live with a, you know, just a multicultural group in the inner city. And we just every day, everybody's cheering each other on. And I just serve them, build them and try and show them the vision that we can be the greatest in the Midwest. We can be Las Vegas. You don't have to go. You can come and experience. And because our people, and you got to see them, it's not me. It's the people on the front line that I walk around. They cheer me up every single day. I take a lap because as sometimes, you know, at the top, you don't feel successful. I don't feel successful sometimes, you know, it's just you're in the grind and you have things that you got to get across the table and there are risks that you're taking to keep this on board that only you deal with to keep your people, to motivate them to continue to do great. And you just sometimes don't feel it, you know, that's when they look at me and stop. My elders say, you need to take care of yourself, son, you know, because you just get so You feel heavy, you feel clogged, and, you know, you're like, oh, well, you're the CEO of all this. You should be flying on a cloud and feeling in seventh heaven. I don't feel like it. You know, I feel like I'm in a battle for my life, and I'm pushing to do great things, and there are things flying and coming after us left and right that we got to navigate in order to kind of get us to the place that we need to be and share that success. So, Thank you. Potawatomi is fighting for sovereignty and fighting for Milwaukee and Wisconsin.
And the United States of America. I will tell you one thing. I'm on a mission to empower over a billion people to be happy. I know how to do that. It's to make a lot of money, to help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun. I've been to 200 cities in the last year in that mission, meeting all types of executives, billionaires, millionaires, entrepreneurs, celebrities, athletes, entertainment, to help me with that mission. And to be invited by you and for you to have gone through the due diligence to find a place like Potawatomi Hotel and Casino and to have such leadership aligned with my mission, because I will tell you, of all the establishments that I get to be a part of, this one is so aligned with the mission, how to make a lot of money, to help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Potawatomi Hotel and Casino is the place to do all three. I want to thank you, Dominique Ortiz, the CEO, General Manager of Potawatomi Hotel and Casino, and my man, Jamar Jones, sir, the head of Forever Media, making the choice and convincing me that I was going to have this experience. I just have to say, you underestimated how great it was. To that end, I am here at the Potawatomi Hotel and Casino. I'm David Meltzer with Entrepreneurs, The Playbook.